Gerald, you'd look at the possibility of crime waves with your theory of no jobs, no money, debt equals stress, strained relationships, short fuses. That's a problem.
Well, yeah, and we're going to start seeing it really increase. And the group we're worried about the most, we're going to see elderly people start committing crimes. You're going to start seeing middle-aged people, all ages. And by the way, crime is becoming as American as apple pie. Look what they do. You see the banks robbing us in broad daylight. Oh, but they have white shoe boy language for it. Oh, these fraud closure things where people sign thousands and thousands of false documentation. They call it robo-signers. Isn't that a nice word for fraud and criminal activity? So people are seeing, George, at all levels, that from the welfare cheat all the way up to the top of the Wall Street con men, they're saying, and the politicians. I mean, we have this guy Rangel over here in New York. There's nothing that he could do. Beat taxes, you name it, he never gets censored. You know, he still has his job. So people are saying, listen, I'll do anything I can to survive. And crime is becoming an acceptable, as immoral as it is, way of life. So what we're really worried about, as I was saying, are these young people that are born into nothing to begin with, and they don't know who their father is. They come from these terrible families, drugs. They're not graduating high school. And at one time, there were job opportunities for them. They could get a low-skilled or a moderately skilled job in a factory. We don't have that anymore.
No.
And that's the group we're most worried about, because the employment they're going to find is in the fastest-growing segment of business operations called gangs. And if you want to see what could happen to the USA, just cast your eyes south of the border, where the gangs are actually taking over cities. And we're concerned that the same thing is a reality in America if things don't change quickly.
What about the income tax? Are we ever going to see it changed? Are we going to get a fair tax?
Probably not, because of the two-headed one-party system that's in place. And there's no will to do it, not as long as they could keep squeezing the people. So what they're going to do to keep making up for lost revenues, as we were talking about before, is to nickel and dime us to death. Whether it's parking meter violations, licensing fees. You know, it's something, George. These dim-witted bureaucrats whose livelihood depends upon whether or not the public coffers are filled with money, all of a sudden become these shining, bright people that come up with these schemes on how to get every penny out of us. So as long as they keep dreaming up these ideas of getting every nickel and dime out of us, we don't think there's going to be a just tax policy.
No, I think you're absolutely right. What about now the crackdown on liberty? You've looked at that, and that continues to get eroded, doesn't it?
Have you seen the video? I encourage everyone to go. Now, of course, you could go on YouTube. You get everything of our Homeland Security czarette, Janet Napolitano, saying that, you know, we have to be worried about terrorism, and that Homeland Security begins in your hometown. And she's talking about when you go to Walmart and you see something that might not be right, to rat the person out because they could be a terrorist. The only thing missing in this video is it should be spoken with a heavy German accent from 1939.
So true.
You can't believe this is happening. This is Gestapo USA. How about those drones? They're bringing Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq to the USA. They have drones flying around Miami-Dade, peering in your windows. following you on the streets, and now in Houston. This is America. And you know what I want to know, George? Who's watching the people that are watching us?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yes, we're losing liberties at every level. It began with George Bush with the Patriot Act, and boy, there could not be a better Orwellian name than that one. How about the raping of the Constitution Act? And now, of course, with the TSA groping. So what they're doing, first they took our money with all the bailouts and the TARPs and these kids that have these college kids that are indentured servants. There's no way of getting out of that college debt. And now they're taking our dignity away from us. And that's what they're doing with the crackdown on liberty.
It's I think, an organized plan. They know exactly. They've got some psychologists behind this, and they're saying this is what you need to do in order to bring these people, us, down to our knees.
You got it. Because they're losing control because they cannot repair the economy. And, you know, I love it. Yeah, listen to President Obama. And you know me long enough, I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in any of this stuff. So when I talk about him, I'd say the same thing about Bush or anyone.
And you have.
And I have, right.
Yeah, right.
And I'm hearing him say, well, now I'm going to really concentrate on the economy in 2011. What do you mean you're going to concentrate on the economy? I'm watching you eat a shaved ice, walking around with flip-flops on and a Chicago White Sox baseball cap, a T-shirt and shorts. What are you going to – you're going to concentrate on that? Like this guy has a genius brain that they're going to be able to figure this out? And then I looked at that photo, and again, talking – everything, putting it all into context on how they're treating us. And I looked at the photo of this guy that plays commander in chief dressed like that, and I thought of Dwight D. Eisenhower, the president of the United States. Five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in Europe.
Yeah.
And compare these two characters. My God. All you have to do is look at that, and you can see where our country is going.
But I tell you, the people were so frustrated, they elected a guy with minimal experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, after George Bush, remember, he was booed off stage at inauguration.
Yeah.
I mean, after 8 years of George Bush, you know, Benito Mussolini would have been cheered into power.
It's so true. Well, you know, here's the thing. Over the next few years, is it going to give us the perception that it's getting better, or is it all going to collapse around us?
We believe the wake-up call is going to be in 2011. The game's going to run out. It's going to run out in Europe. There's no way of salvaging this debt crisis over there. Again, the European central banks have flooded the banks with all the money that they're asking for. They are bailing out everyone.